Hannah Esther.
This is Ruby Esther. I think it's only the two of us right now, so I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay, I am as well. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Hmm.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hannah,
hello.
Three of us on. Ruby, how are you?
Hold on just a minute. I'm trying to get my headset.
Okay.
Okay. Would you say something so I can tell if I'm hooked up?
Yeah. Hannah, I think this is Ruby. I think there are three of us on right now, including Esther. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you. I thought
instead of being
at a computer, I'd go ahead and use the headset.
Okay.
With my phone. So, okay, thank you.
All right, I'm going to mute my phone back.
Okay.
Shavua Tov.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Tacharenu Nora. Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rakame Sitkatha Tamid Gamlem Betetresh Tzaditav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Erov Tuvcha Da'el Adatach Et Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yahid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokrei Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziakatenu, yodea talumot, shin kufav, tzadi yud taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rahum Bechanun Erech Apayim Berav Hesed Ve'emet Notze Hesed La'alafim Notze Awon Ba'afesha V'chata'a V'nake. We're now going to connect to the energy of the years, the first year, this current year, 5777, the year of the goat, has two verses that we study. One is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52, and the other is Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai hinam. When we take the first letters of these five Hebrew words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words. Tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the last letters, the final letters of these Hebrew words, we're able to parse them into two Hebrew words, dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it. The letters of the name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazer. The year 5776, the year of the pause, also has two verses. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. And the second verse is Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 4. Rak HaKohanim HaYu Limat V'lo Yachlu LaHashit Et Kol HaOlot VaYechaskum Acheichem HaLevim Ad Kilo Tamlacha V'ad Yitkachu HaKohanim Ki HaLevim Yishrei Levav Lehit Kadesh Meha Kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of each word, we're able to parse it and permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La La Hei Wa 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 Yo La Yo Alame, hey, 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 aka, rekaha. The second verse, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai, yo he wa he, ade ad ki bia, yo he Adonai. Yo hey wa hey sur olamim. Year 5775, the year that death is swallowed up forever, is the energy. There are three verses. Job chapter 7 verse 19, 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 23, and Job chapter 20 verse 7. We'll read the verses in order that I've mentioned them. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad biliruki. The verse from 1 Samuel. Uru, Udu, Mikol HaMachavoyia. Asher Yitchabe, Sham Weshavtem, Eli El Nahom. Wehalachti Yitchem, Wechayim Yeshno. Varet Vehipasti. O Tob Kol Alfe Yehuda. The third verse from Job. Kegel olam etzah yoved ro'av yom ru'ayo. The verse, the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Osam ti makom. Le'ami li'Yisrael, untati v'shatam, tachta v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu, v'nei avla l'anoto, kasher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Getting some background noise, I'd appreciate it if you'd mute your phones by pressing star 6. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 27th day of Nisan, Rabbi Yeshayahu Asher Zelig Margolis, Rabbi Shalom Moshe Unger, Rabbi Moshe ben Rabbi Yaakov Halberstam, Rabbi Yehuda Kahana, Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Greenwald, Rabbi Shalom Moshe Unger, and Rabbi Avigdor Miller. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in our whisper, today's class is a Zohar class. We have a double portion this coming Shabbat. It's Tazria along with the Parsha of Mitzora. We're going tonight, we're going to read of verses or sections from the Zohar for the Parsha of Tazria, and on Thursday we will read sections dealing with Metzora. If you go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column, that link opens up to a list of all 54 Parashas plus the holidays. Scroll down until the book of Leviticus. And within the book of Leviticus, you will see the Parasha of Tazria. When that page opens up, we're going to be reading from sections 9 plus, 9, 10. We'll see how far we get. So please start with section 9, Pasuk 37. And we'll start with Elishem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkimte Bidhilu Urchimu Dhilu Dhilu Urchimu Leachta l'shem yud hey bavav hey. Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konanei aleinu maasei yadeinu konaneihu. Isha ki chazriya v'yalda zachar v'gomer. Rabbi Yehuda patach ein kadosh ka Hashem ki ein biltecha. Ve'ein tzur ke'eloheinu hai kira kashya. Ein kadosh kashem mashma de'ika. Mashma de'ika kadosh achara begin diktil. Kashem ve'ein tzur ke'eloheinu. Mashma deika tzur achara. The translation. If a woman has conceived seed and born a man-child, Rabbi Yehuda opens with, there is none holy as Hashem, for is none besides you. Neither is there a rock like our Elohim. This is a difficult verse. If it is written, there is none holy as Hashem, it would mean there is something else that is holy. Nevertheless, somewhat lesser than Hashem. As it says, as Hashem. Also, neither is there a rock like our Elohim means there is another rock, somewhat lesser than Hashem. My commentary. The reason for the difficulty in this pasuk is an important distinction. The statement, there is none holy as Hashem, and the other, implies that there is something holy but not as holy as Hashem. The Hebrew phrase being translated as Kelohim, and this word starts with a kaf, with the vowel A as in K. The letter Kaf, when a prefix to a Hebrew word, can be translated as if, as, or as like. The vowel A implies a letter He as a direct article, translated as the word the. In the spiritual worlds, there is Hashem and only Hashem. Yet in our world, Hashem lowers himself to various levels, referred to as Elohim. This level appears to us to be on an equal level with the negative system, Chas v'Shalom. As our spiritual level rises, the negative system and our perceptions of the Elohim also rises. That is why and how the difficulty gets resolved. This is my opinion. Pasuk 38. El avadai ein kadosh kashem dekama kadishin nin hu kadishin leila diktiv umeimar kadishin she'elta Yisrael kadishin nin hu Diktiv kedoshim, tiyu vekulhu, kadishin velav, kadishin kashem, umem tet, begin diktiv, ki ein miltecha, mai ki ein, biltecha ela, kedusha dekucha, Bete bilti tedusha dilchon tehula itzterich lik tu shadil hon avalinun lavinun kadishin biltecha vidahu ki en biltecha en kedusha tilhon biltecha. The translation. He answers, surely, there is none holy as Hashem. Since there are many holy beings, there are holy beings above, namely angels, as written, and the sentence by the word of the Holy One. Israel also are holy, as written, you shall be holy. They are all holy, yet not as holy as Hashem. The reason that is that it is written, for is none beside or without you. It means that the holiness of the Holy One, blessed be He, exists without their holiness of the angels and of Israel, since He is not in need of their holiness, but they are not holy without you, since without you they have no holiness. My commentary. This pasuk leads us to ask, what is holiness? There are three columns, and in the frame of reference referring to holiness, there is purity, there is cleansing, and there is holiness. Purity is the process of the left column. Cleansing is the level of the central column. Holiness is the process to transform the left column to the right column. First, one must cleanse, and then purify, and finally, the Creator, the Hashem, must choose and elevate an entity to become holy and transform from the left column to the right column. This is the meaning of holiness. Pasuk 39. The Ein Sur Keloheinu Kima De Ukmuha Tekucha Barihu Tsar Tsura Bego Tsura Betakin Leia Venapach Rucha Dechaye Veapik Leia Leavira De Alma Damar ve'en tzur keloheinu, it tzur deikre, tzur he'habitu, el tzur chutzavtem, v'hikita, ba tzur hinani, omeid lefanecha, shamal chatzur v'chorev, Bekulhu ikron, tzur v'ein tzur bekulhu keloheinu, tileya shultanu umalkuta al kola. The translation. Neither is there a rock, the Hebrew word is tzur, like our Elohim, means, as explained, that the Holy One, blessed be He, shaped a form, the Hebrew word is tsura, within a form, that is, the form of the fetus in the form of its mother, improved it, blew into it the spirit of life, and brought it out into the world. According to another explanation, neither is there a rock like our Elohim means that there is a rock, which is called only a rock, as written, look to the rock from where you are hewn, and you shall smite the rock. They are called rock, yet none is a rock like our Elohim, who has power and dominion over everything. My commentary. The word rock is tzur in Hebrew. This work also means flint and create. When permutated, the word can become saru, which translates as his narrowness or his constriction. With the above, we can begin to contemplate what is the meaning of a rock. It is the creator of a form or a physical item. Always remember that nothing is created without both a body, which is the form, and a soul, which is its essence. That's the end of section 9. Are there any questions? Now we're going to start with section 10.
Hanak?
Yes?
I have a question. What is the difference between B'nai Elohim and Elohim? What is...
Are you asking what's the difference between Elohim and Kelohim?
No, Elohim and B'nai Elohim.
B'nai Elohim translates as the children of Elohim.
Okay.
And the meaning, according to the Zohar, is it's essentially... Elohim has two meanings. One is that it is the name of God that deals in the frame of judgment. The other meaning of Elohim is the leader of a group. Normally it refers to the 70 angelic ministers who have responsibility, one each, for the 70 nations. The name Elohim is a word or a phrase from the Torah itself that describes the fallen angels. The name Elohim has other meanings as well, just from the translation I've given you as the children of Elohim.
Okay.
Any other questions before we start verse or Pasuk 40 in section 10?
And are these Elohim? Are they in like the sphere of Yetzira?
Say again.
The Elohim. Are they in the realm or the world of, you know, you have the different, like you have absolute, and then you have Malkuth. These Elohim, would they be found in the, at the level of Yetzirah?
Okay, are you asking if they come from the world of
Yetzirah? Yes,
Sometimes they're in above in the world of Ruah. Where did the creation come from? The name of God that is used in creation is Elohim. Does that mean that creation came from Zeranpin? From the world of Yetzirah? Elohim appears in all the levels. The words B'nai Elohim tends to be only in the world of Malchut, in the physical world. It's a similar discussion that we've had before about learning to discern the difference between Sheba Givurah and Givurah Shebechesed. These are different levels of consciousness, and you need to know from where they come, and yes, they can come from different worlds. And we need to understand what we speak of, which is what is the power and the clarity of the language of branches. Pasuk 40. Unless there's another question to continue, that's fine if you have it.
No, I'm finished.
Okay. Pasuk 40. Rabbi Chiya Yom Rabbi Acha Hawo Yatve Leil Yachad Kameya Deribi Abba Kamu Befalgut Leilya Lemile Beoraita Adinafku Levarchavmu Chad Chako Chava Dehawa Batash Gimulzim Ne Beko Chava Achara Vesatim Nehorea Adhaki Shamu Tire Kale Bitre Sitre Kala Chadli Star Safon Leela Vikala Chadli Tata Behavu Kala Achriz Viamar Ulu Vehit Kanishu Beat Raihu Kashta Istamruta Denupa Peticha Kucha Barihu Alutaila Paginta Lishtasha Betsadikaya Yo Dibaginta Avar Ahu Kala Vishakis. The translation. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Acha were sitting one night before Rabbi Abba. They rose at midnight to study Torah. As they were going out, they saw a star striking another star three times, masking its light. At the same time, they heard two sounds from two directions, one from the north from above and another from below. That sound below proclaimed, "Come and gather to your places, for just now the guarding over the Nukva, Malchut, has been released, for the Holy One, blessed be He, has entered the garden to walk about and be delighted with the righteous therein." That sound passed away and was silent. My commentary. This pasuk, it seems esoteric. The esoteric becomes practical when one realizes that a star striking three stars represents the three steps in binding by striking. If you do not understand binding by striking, review the basic class, 5 and 6, and also 7 on the Yeshem website, or send me a question after your review. Pasuk 38. Acha Rabbi Acha V'Rabbi Chiyayo Amru Havadai Idan Reuta Teita Ruta Tekihu Leit Chabira The Malka Kadisha Amar Rabbi Acha Vadaila Itchabirat Laki Bekucha Barichu Ela Migoy Shirata Migoy Shavacha Dila Legabeya Adiate Tzafra Vioshit La Malka Huta de Chesed Viraza demila kimadi amrenan vyoshet hamelech leester et sharbit hazahav asher biado egomer. Willate ma de la bilchodadha oshit la malkada elala ukolinun demit chabiran bata venit chabar venit chaber sahada yatvu. The translation. Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Chia returned to the house and said, surely it is time of goodwill, of the awakening of the congregation of Israel, to unite with the Holy King, Zeranpin, the central column. Rabbi Acha said, surely the congregation of Israel united with the Holy One, blessed be He, only by singing and by her praise for Him. Before dawn, the king holds out to her a thread of chesed. Since then, the hachma in her is clothed in chesed and attains completion. The secret of this is said in the verse, and the king held out to Esther the golden specter that was in his hand. The king is Zeranpin, and Esther is Malchut. The golden scepter is the thread of chesed, which with the clothing of Hakma in Malchut, in it is called a golden scepter. Do not say that the king holds out to her alone the golden scepter, but to her and to all those who join her. Let us come together. They sat down. My commentary. When you understand binding by striking, and realize that this is what brings one to the central column and to the time of goodwill, the pasuk becomes very clear. That's the end of this section. Are there any questions? Section 11. Pasuk 42. Petach Rabbi Acha, Ve'amar Vayomer Hashem, Elohim lo tov, Cheyot Chadam Levado, Ve'gomer Amai, Petach Kira Haki Ela, Ha'itmar Dialda, Laketiv Kito, Basheni begin de zamin, Adam leit parsha, Uti loto, Heyot Adam levado. The translation. Rabbi Abba opened with, and Hashem Elohim said, it is not good that the man should be alone. And he asks, why did the verse speak this way? And answers that we learn that for this reason it is not written that it was good about the second day, because man will be divided, that is, a side will be divided from him to build the woman. It is also written, it is not good that the man should be alone. For that reason, that it was good, was not said in relation to the second day. My commentary. The question being asked in the pasuk is, why is it phrased not good, as opposed to another way where it would be said, it is good for a man to have a mate, or some other way. As a Kabbalah student, it is good to learn the full meaning of so above, so below. Why is a woman and man separated from each other? It is the effect of the second day, being the energy of separation, leading to reunification on the third day. Pasuk 43. Wiki levado hawa weha kiti zaka unkeva diram vitanenan adam du partsufin it bereviat amrat lo toheyot adam levado Ela dila ishtedal benuk veya filahawat leya semech lekabileya begindihawat besitro lehavo kachada meachora ukdein hawa Adam Levado. The translation. He asks, was he alone? Yet it is written, male and female, he created them. We learn that the first man was created double-faced. That is, a male and a female faces fastened at their backs. Yet you say it is not good that the man should be alone. And he answers, but he did not gain favor with his wife, and she was not a help to match him, but they were fastened together back to back. Then man was alone. My commentary. This pasuk is describing male and female back to back, and also a separate female. This is Adam's first mate, which is LL. Who represents the first wife of most men, who do not meet their cosmic soulmates until their second wives. Pasuk 44. E'eselo ezer kenegdo mahu kenegdo mekabel anpo la'ita beka da'beda Antin biantin ma'avad kuchabarichu nasarleya v'natil nukba mineya hahidiktiv vayikach achat mitzalotav mahu achat da nukba dileya Kada'a achat, hiyo yonati, tamati vayvieha, el ha'adam, ad kin la kekala, fiatela, lemechewe lekabel, anpo dehirin. Antin biantin uvod dehawa mitabeka nukba besitro hawa hadam levado levatar seliku tirein bekamu sheva kahada. The translation. I will help him, I will make him a help to match him. What is to match him? And he answers that it means facing him. So they will unite face to face. The Holy One, blessed be he, sawed him and took the female from him as written. And he took one of his sides. What does one refer to? It resembles the words, my dove, my undefiled is but one. And brought here to the, her to the man means he fixed her as a bride and brought her so she will face him, and their faces would shine at each other's. As long as the woman was adjoined to his side, the man was alone. Afterwards, two came out and mated. And seven emerged. namely Cain with his twin sister, Abel with his two twin sisters, which makes five, and together with Adam and Eve, they are seven. My commentary. What does it mean, fixed her a bride? Fixed her as a bride. It means she was given a uterus and fallopian tubes and a hymen, representing her purity. This is my opinion. Pasuk 45. Teita kanat legabe Adam kucha barichu barich lom haidiktiv vaivarech otam Elohim kichazan dimvarech lekala besheva berakot mikan olisna Satan Wetala K one it barkan Besheva Barakot Ita Bekan Kahada Kedub Madilela. The translation. Come and see. When Eve was made ready for Adam, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed her. This is the meaning of an Elohim blessed her. Just as the cantor gives the bride seven blessings, from this we learn that once a bride and a groom are blessed with seven blessings, they are united as the likeness of above, where Malchut is blessed with seven blessings, by Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut of Zeranpin. My commentary. Learn the idea again of as above, so below. The seven blessings represent the spiritual level. The Pasuk is telling us once the blessings are said, they are married, and the union physically is the effect. Once the seven blessings are said, the physical union must happen. Pasuk 46. As a personal story, a personal experience, one of my children was getting divorced, and neither she nor her ex-husband were interested in getting a Jewish divorce, which is called a get. So I was concerned. And I went to a rabbi to ask about how that to achieve this. And he asked some questions about the wedding ceremony. And he saw a video of the wedding ceremony, which had been made as part of that wedding. And he explained to me that it was probably not necessary to have a get, because the wedding did not have the seven blessings said properly. Now, the rabbi I went to was an Orthodox rabbi. The rabbi who performed the service was a Reform rabbi. I'm not saying that all Reform rabbis or all Reform services are incorrect, because I have another daughter who is still married, thankfully. And she was married by a Reform rabbi as well. So I took her video to that same rabbi, and he explained that if they ever did get divorced, chas v'shalom, and right now they're very happy together, and hopefully that will continue. But the rabbi explained that they would need to get a get if, God forbid, they did get divorced. What I'm saying in my personal experience is the seven blessings are a key component to the wedding ceremony, and they need to be done properly. Triyalda mandiate leitcha bira beintu piachara habagin pagim zivuga teha zivuga deki beya bakud shabarihu bilchodo bezimna teihu birachame Uvzimna deihu, bedina tachatzi, mandamit chabar, beintu, teachara keilu, meshaker beya, pekud shabarichu, uki vialda, kud shabarichu lamekaper, Leia bichuva uchuva talya adistalak me alma haidikti im yakupar hey avo chazalachem admutun prematai bishata dial Bichuva Lehahu Alma Veit Leia Lekabila Onsha. The translation. Therefore, whoever mates with another man's wife blemishes the union. Because the congregation of Israel unites with the Holy One, blessed be He, alone, both at the time when He is of mercy and when He is of judgment. Come and see, whoever mates with another's wife, it is as if he is false to the Holy One, blessed be He, and the congregation of Israel. For this reason, the Holy One, blessed be He, does not forgive him through repentance. And repentance impends until he dies. This is the meaning of shall not be forgiven you till you die. When is he forgiven? When he repents, coming into that world where he needs to receive punishment. Then he is forgiven. My commentary. To clarify the pasuk, if necessary, adultery is not capable of doing teshuvah until actually dying in this life. Then the teshuvah that the adulterer has done will activate and actually cause the adulterer to be forgiven. That's the end of this section. Does anyone have any questions?
If a couple didn't get married with the seven blessings done properly, what's the status of the children?
They may or they may not be considered mamzers, which is the Hebrew word for bastard. And for 10 generations, 10 reincarnations, that child will need to go through certain experiences as part of their life lessons and their cleansing. Because the child is a momser, meaning that they had, in a previous life, had committed adultery. Did that answer your question?
That the child who came into the world from this union in the previous life had a problem, you think?
That's correct. That's why the child is born as a momser.
If the couple, they didn't have any previous relationship in this lifetime, but it's just that the marriage wasn't done properly, that still causes a blemish on the child.
It's really not clear in our generation because we don't have people that we can go to and get questions answered like this. We don't have people who can determine that this child is a momser and that child is not. But we can do that for ourselves, and we can teach our children how to do it if we teach them the Zohar, connect them to the Zohar, and connect them to the process of teshuvah and certain meditative techniques that are taught in the Sefer Yetzirah class, so that they can determine for themselves what their previous lifetime was about and what mistakes that they made. We have a number of tools, from the north node of the astrological chart to the asking dream questions, but it really takes a student of Kabbalah in our generation to help one to find those answers. And it's not the question that we find for the child. The child needs to ask that question for themselves. Any other questions?
Are you there?
I'm here.
If there, are you saying that a child has to go through that for 10 generations if they committed adultery? They have to be a mumser for 10 generations?
If they don't do teshuvah, yes. If they do teshuvah, then when they die, they are forgiven. Their teshuvah activates. But someone who commits adultery and doesn't do teshuvah, then they would have to return as a mumser, yes.
Hmm. But if they do teshuvah, then they
will be forgiven when they die.
I see.
And
okay.
The teshuvah that they did in this lifetime is held in abeyance until they die.
I see. Okay. So How does one do it if they don't know if they did that or not in another lifetime? Is there a way to do that for them?
Yes, you have to learn all of the Sefer Yetzirah with a teacher, and then you need to do some meditations that you will learn during that class, where you will get the answer to your question.
Mm.
It's not something most of us need to worry about. If you know you did adultery in this lifetime, do teshuvah for that action, and that is sufficient. If you're worried about you having done adultery in a previous life, more than likely, you did teshuvah in that previous life because you did you're doing teshuvah in this lifetime.
Hmm.
It's not something to be concerned about or to worry about or to run in fear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say these things so that people will become afraid. It's learning the spiritual system.
Okay.
Any other questions? We'll be counting the Omer in about a half hour at 8:30 West Coast time. Shavuot Tov to all.
Shavuot Tov.
Thank you. That's real.
Thank you.